This article is called Counsel Removes Vision and Expectations. It's written by Candace Hill Buchbinder. It's about the vote held during the first ever multi-day joint meeting of the Council and the Conference of Bishops. For the first time in the history of the ELCA, the Church Council and Conference of Bishops held a joint meeting over multiple days, March 6 through 8, and the groups met together in Itasca, Illinois, in an effort to nurture their relationship and foster dialogue around their shared work. During the meeting, the Council and Conference participated in conversations on congregational vitality, anti-racism, and authentic diversity, what it means to be a sanctuary church, and employee health care benefit plans. The meeting also included time for the two groups to hold their separate annual meetings, their spring meetings. In a key action, the Council, which serves as the ELCA Board of Directors and legislative authority between church-wide assemblies, voted to remove the document Vision and Expectations from use in the ELCA. In its action, the Council affirmed that definitions and guidelines for discipline remains the document that describes the grounds by which officers, rostered ministers, congregations, and members of congregations may be subject to discipline according to the practice of this church as established by the ELCA Constitution. Candidates for rostered ministry are also held to the disciplinary standard stated in the document. The Council requested that all relevant documents and manuals, including candidacy and mobility documents, be updated by June 1st to reflect the role of definitions and guidelines for discipline in defining the grounds for discipline. At its April 2019 meeting, the Council declined to consider trustworthy servants of the people of God, which was intended as a replacement for visions and expectations, and referred the document back to the church-wide organization's domestic missions unit. The unit was to further review and redraft, hearing from a diversity of voices, including those harmed by the inequitable use of vision and expectations. The Council also requested that Domestic Mission engage in conversation with the Conference of Bishops at its Fall 2020 meeting and the Church Council at its November 2020 meeting to consider the goals and purpose behind a new aspirational document. During its meeting, the Conference of Bishops approved a plan to alter the current assignment process for candidates for rostered ministry. Potential benefits of the new plan include being able to create a more streamlined, localized process, encouraging synods to take responsibility for their own candidates. The approved plan will be designed as a 3-year experiment and will uphold the practice of encouraging people newly entranced into the candidacy process to consider serving across the church. The current system of assignment for ELCA candidates will remain in place through September 2020. A plan of implementation is being drafted by a task force and will be finalized at the Fall 2020 meeting of the Conference of Bishops.